bringing books to life. Vision without sight.
Blood Roots, an Andy Carmichael case, a paranormal thriller. Written, dramatised and produced by Be Here. Skilly picked up the phone, then put it down again. He leant down and opened a drawer, taking out a burner and dialed Andy's mobile. She answered on the second ring.
Hey, Andy, it's Skilly.
Skilly! What's up? I take it something is wrong. You using a burner?
Yeah, there's something I have to tell you. Something you should know.
Okay, I assume you are talking about the tag on my neck.
Yeah, that.
It's fine. I found it straight away. I know what he's like, and I knew he would ask you, so I checked. Great tech, though. Clever. Where did it come from?
Andy, I'm really sorry. You know I have to do what he says.
Yep, like I said, it's fine. It's being moved around by some woman I gave a cup of coffee to. I stuck it on the cup. It'll end up in a bin somewhere. She always sits not far away from the office and only moves a little, so I knew you would think it was me.
It's some new tech from the guy downstairs. It's grown from actual skin, so it's unnoticeable. A microtech sender about the size of a pinhead made from...
Okay, I got it. I don't need all the detail. I know how you love to talk tech. Is that it? Is there anything else you can tell me? What progress?
Nothing so far, just some property we're checking up north. Gotta go or they'll notice the outgoing call.
Andy looked at her phone. She had never been sure why Skilly had been the only one to endure the firm and stay employed. She didn't hate him for it. It was his life. But she wondered why. Dom pulled the roller up to the curb, got out and opened Andy's door.
Nice to see you again, Mom. She's upstairs. Code today's 3875. Do you need anything else, Mom?
Thanks, Dom. No, I'm good, thank you.
She smiled at him and made her way into the foyer. The lifts were down to the left. She walked that way, pressed the button and waited. A soft ding announced the lift's arrival. She got in and punched the code on the screen. The doors closed, and the lift took her up to the top floor. As the doors opened, Jules was stood not too far away with a man she had never seen before. Her breath caught.
Andy, this is Peter Smythe.
Eduardo Sol stood on the back steps of the manor house and looked out over the grounds of the estate. It was beautiful here, he thought, right on the edge of the Yorkshire Dales and not far from the Vale of York. He breathed in the air and marvelled at the purity. The locals called it God's country. The saying annoyed him. He knew there's no God. But he understood why, with their limited understanding, the phrase had come about. Let them hold their small-minded beliefs. They would understand the truth, eventually. A cough from behind caused him to turn. One of the employees that doubled as staff for the house was stood in the doorway.
Excuse me, sir. There's someone to see you. I've put them in the small drawing room.
Who is it, Harold?
Mr. Connaught, sir. He says he's a detective from the city. The City of London, sir. And that he'll only take a few minutes of your time. I thought it best to let him in and tell you.
Yes, thanks, Harold. Is he clear?
That's why I put him in that room, sir. We detected a device on him the moment he came in the room. Clever stuff. Well hidden, I suspect. Not good enough to fool our senses, though. So we put out a blocking signal.
Great. Thank you, Harold. I'll go and see him now.
Amateurs, he thought, as he followed Harold to the drawing room. It didn't matter what country you were in. The law always treated everyone as inferior and stupid. The sheer arrogance of them all is what made them so easy to fool.
Mr. Connaught,
Eduardo said as he strode into the room and extended his hand. Skilly rose from a chair and shook the offered hand. As he did so, he looked up and noticed that Eduardo stood at least a full foot taller than him. That must make him nearly close to 7 foot tall. He was handsome in a way that he had never seen before. His face was striking in its beauty, his shoulders wide and strong, and his eyes a deep purple colour that drew you in. They sparkled and exuded trust and honesty.
How can I help you today?
Skilly noted the rich tones in his voice and a melodic quality. He shook himself, mentally. He really wasn't used to the presence of another male causing him such thoughts. His training always caused him to size up people he met, but he had never before really noticed someone's presence in such a way. It was almost as if he exuded an animal attraction.
Oh, nothing to worry about, Mr. Sol, just a routine inquiry. We've been investigating a murder down in London, and I believe that the young lady in question was one of your employees over in the States. I just came to see if you had any connection with your facility here. Just tying up loose ends, really.
Okay, I see. That's not great news. We like to think of ourselves as a family, so anything we can do to help, we will. As you can appreciate, I don't personally know every employee in our organization. If you give me her name, I can make a call and ask our HR to check if she visited here recently.
That would be really helpful. Her name was Gabriela Gonzalez.
Okay, thank you. Let's see, should we?
And with that, Eduardo picked up the phone, punched a number, and waited.
Rosie, Eduardo, can you do me a favor and check, please, if a Miss Gabriela Gonzalez visited us recently? She was one of our U.S. employees. Ask HR, please, and let me know as soon as you can.
He put down the phone.
We should know shortly. What I don't really understand is why you had to involve me in this matter. Couldn't you have just had your local force call up and get the information from our HR department?
We tried. They wouldn't give us the information we wanted, so I thought a trip up myself to speak to you might speed things along. As you can appreciate, I don't like loose ends. I like to make sure we have covered all the lines of inquiry.
Skilly paused and looked directly at Eduardo.
Getting a court order to force your company to hand over the information is a royal pain. All that paperwork, I'm sure you know what I mean.
Well, Mr. Connaught, I appreciate you coming all the way up, but I am a busy man. We have a reception here this evening for all our UK directors and some other important clients. As you can imagine, I have a lot to do. I don't like loose ends either.
The comment was not lost on Skilly.
Make yourself comfortable and I will get you an answer as soon as I've heard back. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, thanks. That's great. Now I don't need to file any of that paperwork.
In that case, I'll leave you here and get the answer to you as quickly as possible. Harold will look after you.
He turned and headed for the door.
There is just one more thing, Mr. Sol. I have a photo here of an unusual item we found on the victim, and I wondered if you might just take a look and tell me if you recognise it.
Skilly dug in his pocket as he walked over to Eduardo, pulled out a photo of the pin that had been found in Gabriella's hand and thrust it toward him. Eduardo took the photo, looked at it as if studying it. Skilly watched for reactions carefully, but he didn't notice any outward signs as he stared at the photo. Eduardo handed it back and looked up at Skilly.
I'm not sure why you think I might recognise that, Mr. Connaught. I suspect it's a piece of her jewellery, is it not?
Yes, that's what we suspect too, but with it being so unusual, I thought you might recognise if it was something that came from the region round your head office, or if it was something from the company.
No, I'm sorry. Now, if you'll excuse me, I really must get going.
Yes, of course. Sorry for keeping you so long, and thanks very much for all your help and time. I'll just wait here to see if there's any news from your HR people, then I'll be on my way. I hope you have a successful evening, Mr. Sol. Beautiful spot for a reception.
And Skilly returned to his seat. Eduardo strode out the room, turned and headed back towards the steps. His mind was whirring and his anger building. How had the girl got the pin? He wasn't worried that they could tie it back to him, but he was livid that someone had let such a thing happen. It was a serious show of carelessness, and he couldn't condone carelessness. Someone would pay for the lack of care. The floor creaked behind him, and he turned to see Harold standing there.
Yes?
Harold could see that his boss was unhappy.
I'm sorry to disturb you, sir. I wanted to let you know that the gentleman has left now. We were able to confirm that the young lady had never been here.
Okay, thank you, Harold. Make sure all the preparations for tonight are completed. I'm going to take care of something for a few hours and I'll be back in plenty of time. I hope that there are no more interruptions that'll need my intervention.
He raised his eyebrows and looked at Harold.
Certainly, sir.
Harold left Eduardo standing alone. Eduardo made his way out of the room, down the long entrance hall to the back of the building, pulled open a door and descended the short staircase that was behind it. He chose a door on the left, near the end, and walked in. On the other side of the sparsely furnished room was a further door. He reached out his hand and placed it flat against the wood. He stood for a moment, gathering energy, and then pushed. The door opened to reveal a dark room, dimly lit by candles. In the centre was the entrance to a winding stone staircase. He descended further into the depths of the house. The air became heavy and moist as he walked down, heavy with the smell of earth and old wood. Eduardo stopped at the bottom of the stairs and looked across a small cavern to a wall where there were roots of a tree exposed. A slight pulsating light emanating from the roots drew him towards them, and he reached out his hands and grasped the roots. The atmosphere darkened, and a low thrumming pulsated down his arms. His eyes began to turn, and a power ran through his body, forcing him to turn his head toward the ceiling and open his mouth. A moan escaped his lips, and a smile spread across his face.
Father, are you there?